Hello, everybody, and welcome back to DestroProds.com, Cabin in the Woods Month. Today, let's watch Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. I'm your host today. I am your host of Dead Man. Today we have Bobby on.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
I'm too excited for something I don't know anything about.
What, MS?
What?
No, Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2. It's a fucking fantastic movie. I love this movie. Yeah, I actually owned this movie on DVD for a while. I got like a special edition, and actually came in its own Necronomicon.
I have this movie on DVD.
Yeah, so I had like a so I had like a 7-page Necronomicon that had the DVD in the back of it. It was actually kind of cool. It was actually kind of cool because like when you push the eye in, the book screamed.
Yep, I definitely want that. I've seen that before, and I wanted it then, but it's like, oh, I don't have money.
I got it for like a Christmas present. I got a gift card. I was like, yeah, I'll just go fucking get Evil Dead 2. Fuck, I don't care. Watched that movie so many times, but then the book broke.
Oh.
It had an ear on the back of it. Anyway.
Did you ever go ear to ear with it?
Yes.
Oh my.
Anyways.
Yeah, so anyway. We are watching, as I said, Evil Dead 2. We have it paused immediately after the Rosebud. So it should have said Rosebud, like, releasing productions or whatever. Releasing company. And then the screen should go black. We have it paused exactly when it goes black. For us, that's at about 12 seconds. For you, it might be something different. But, yes, just as soon as Rosebud goes away, screen's black, we're good. Okay, so you guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Fall.
Bananas.
Was written by Cthulhu.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Roughly translated plot device.
It's the swirly face pedophile man.
Like, and by that, it's like, oh, the publisher date says 1937.
Well, it's a book, so it must have been written a long time ago. I mean, those don't exist anymore, do they?
Yeah, nowadays it'd be an audiobook, which you could probably find at audible.com/audiobook.com. You could sign up for a free 14-day trial at audibletrial.com/destroprods.
Or it would be a Kobo ebook, which you could get by clicking the link in the description.
We don't have Kobo anymore. We don't have Kobo anymore?
Fuck Kobo. No. Never read Kobo ebooks ever again.
Renaissance!
Pictures. Oh my god, it says Evil Dead!
Evil Dead 2, whoa. Motherfucker!
Oh, whoa. It's too intense. Oh god. Oh god.
Why is the tunnel blown? Why is the tunnel blown?
No.
He is driving horribly!
So, wait, what? He got a new girlfriend?
It is a... This movie is a kind of a sequel and kind of a remake.
Yeah. It's really more of a remake than a sequel.
Yeah. Like, the back end of it is a sequel. Like, you'll actually be able to pinpoint the exact part where it switches from being a remake to a sequel. And why is he playing the Twin Peaks music? Sometimes her arms bend back. Yeah, having watched quite a bit of Twin Peaks, it does sound a lot like Twin Peaks music. Are you still on my chin?
Wait. Oh, look, it's that necklace from the first movie.
Wait, why did you say ow?
Her
did his chin punch you?
No, her boobs got squished. That's a thing.
I know they weren't that close to get, but they weren't that close together to get squished.
I don't know. I saw some squishing going on. I guess you just weren't paying enough attention to her boobs.
Nah, I was too.
Oh my dead man.
I was too entranced by
the hair.
No, the chin. Bruce Campbell. Yeah, for all I know, you could have gotten a sex change operation at some point.
He got this old.
This cabin is a lot nicer than the original one.
Well, they renovate it every few years.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, the tape deck. Yes. What is this Panasonic brand tape recorder doing in this cabin?
It's supposed to be in the basement. Breaking the rules.
He rewinded it. For convenience.
Why the Castle Kandar?
Can I live there?
No.
God damn it.
Well, actually, that depends. It depends on how partial you are to being raped by demons.
Yeah. Look, it's a dagger.
They'd be the ones getting raped.
That's what you think.
With a banana.
Ninja Kitty. Demon Raper.
With a banana.
Coming soon to HBO.
A thing of evil, oh my.
Yeah. I believe they call it a penis.
Flowers and sparkles and worms. Oh, my. Don't ask. I don't know. It's the old man. I'm just thinking SCP. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Woo! Sam Raimi, motherfuckers!
So, what if he were to turn it off right now?
Would the demon be stuck
halfway? That would be the thing it did in the first movie, where it stopped and then it went back.
Yeah. And blap!
Already?
Yeah.
Well, since it's technically a sequel, they figured they'd make you go through all the waiting again.
Yeah.
You know what's happening.
Yeah, we know what's coming.
It's not like with a remake where it might be a little bit different. It's like, no, it's a sequel. Same thing's going to happen.
Yeah. Just minus three people. And plus one bizarre stop-motion dancing sequence. But yeah, now they have a budget, so I'm guessing the moon will actually be the moon. Oh, God!
Or at least it will look like it's actually the moon.
Yeah.
And speaking of their budget, it's kind of surprising how much of their budget was spent on making this movie look bad.
Yeah, I know. It's a Sam Raimi. What? It's a Sam Raimi staple. Like, have you seen the Drag Me to Hell?
Nope.
That movie is so B.
Why did he chop off her head?
He didn't. He hit her with a shovel, and the shovel just happened to chop off her head.
Yeah, he hit, instead of hitting her with the blunt side, he hit her with, like, the side.
Yeah. He was in a panic. He didn't really have time to actually see, like, what position the shovel was in. And holy, look, it actually looks like it's part of the scenery now. Yeah. Oh my God, someone's aggressively playing the didgeridoo.
You know, I kind of feel like the more aggressive sound effects were unnecessary.
Yeah. I guess they just need to make it bigger.
Yeah, with every rape, it gets bigger.
Yeah. And boom!
Now going into sequel land.
And why didn't do this to anybody else? Part. Like
Puddle! Aw, wasn't it nice?
Like, we never saw anybody else, like, really get immediately possessed like that, so I'm guessing it might have been able to do that to everybody else, but why didn't they do it to him? Like, we're the only one who's shown.
Bruce Campbell.
He's the chosen one. You know, in the extended universe.
What the hell?
He got possessed.
So, movie over?
No. You'll see.
The possession goes away in the sunlight.
I guess.
It's kind of like the mask.
Yeah. actually really do like that effect. Like, I know it's real stupid and real, like, easy to do, but it's still really cool.
Oh my god, there's an invisible fly on my forehead! He couldn't handle it.
Yeah. I love how cool that looks. That is the absolute cheapest effect you can do, and I still love it.
Aw, he tosses and turns in his sleep. Aw.
Yeah. Look at him. Well, I mean, it's not exactly the most comfortable position to be laying in.
His feet would be, like, so waterlogged and bacteria-ridden, and he probably has foot fungi now.
Trench foot.
Ugh. Why did someone put makeup on my face to make me look like a panda? What?
That's mud, I guess.
Was it you, trees? Was it you?
Yeah. All right. Now who raped me?
Who raped trees. Me and did my makeup?
Fifth tree in, third to the left.
Yeah. Aw, Jeffrey.
What did we say last time, Jeffrey? Come on.
I know, only the women.
That's right, Jeffrey. Now shit! Okay, so I guess it gets around noon now?
No, that is not noon.
The sun was high.
No, was it?
The sun was on its downward arc. He slept through most of his day. Most of his safety.
Yeah. Quick, Ash, get your boomstick. Oh my god.
Nom nom nom.
Yeah. Groovy. Or get the fuck out of Dodge. See, I like him. He's just like, it's like, okay, girlfriend's dead. Demon house, just talk to me and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Generally, his character in Evil Dead 2 is quite a bit more likable than his character in Evil Dead. Mostly because in Evil Dead, he was just, you know, he was a dude in a horror movie.
Yeah. He was the pussy. He
acted like a dude in a horror movie. But now he's fucking Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. And I do like how in both movies, like, the bridge was, like, curled up like a hand.
Yeah. Stop talking to yourself, too.
Like, you just murdered your girlfriend. Who else are you going to talk to?
You beheaded someone, you're talking to yourself, and you're seeing things, so...
Yeah.
Why are his wounds fresh? They're still bright red.
Because fuck you.
Because your face has AIDS. Just your face.
Yeah. Okay, that was actually just we panned over a model of a cliff, and then we actually went to being on the cliffside. And it's great that we never see the evil. Well, you know what I mean. And somehow now it's the dead of night.
He's been driving a long time.
It didn't take that long to get to the bridge before.
Shut up.
Whee!
Rule number two, buckle up. I mean, rule number two. What? Which one is buckle up? Is it rule three?
I don't remember.
What was rule number one? Always have fun or something like that?
No, cardio.
Oh, cardio, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hence, rule number one, cardio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how in this movie, the evil isn't stopped by doors.
Neither is Bruce Campbell. It's like, huh? Where'd it go? Okay, well, fuck this. I'm out of here. See you guys. I'm going home.
I'm going to run away backwards now.
Yeah. He's just watching to make sure Ash isn't actually still there. It's like, I wonder where he is. I'm going to just keep an eye on that house. I'm watching you, house. Or cabin. What's the difference between a house and a cabin?
A cabin is a place that isn't used much.
So then a cabin can become a house?
Yep.
It's honestly a bit of a fine line.
Deadlight on!
a cabin can't be made of any more modern materials. It has to be made of wood.
Oh my god, people!
Was she supposed to be the sexy lady? Because she kind of has a pink nose.
She's supposed to be the professor's daughter who found the book. Telegram. When this is made, when this eventually comes out, it'll just be like, I got your text. Oh yeah, I forgot. None of this is going to be in the remake. Because fuck everybody.
What will be in the remake?
Stupid bullshit.
The same cabin, hopefully.
Probably not. With our luck, they're probably going to be in a camper. It's like, we went camping in Winnebago. Who's playing that Germanic piano?
See, if I were him, I would not move from there at all.
Yeah, but then the evil would be able to get you if he moved.
But wasn't he hidden before?
In the cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to stay in the cellar too long.
Nothing good happens in the cellar.
Yeah, but the evil didn't go in the cellar.
The evil's in the cellar. You'll see.
Why didn't it get him?
You'll see what I'm talking about.
One thing I'm going to tell you that I tell you all the time, you hate spoilers, so stop asking questions.
Yeah, pretty much.
Squeaky?
Of course it's fucking squeaky.
It's a fucking cabin.
Yeah, and apparently when that door hit the wall, it activated the dramatic music button.
So another rule about cabins, they must have squeaky doors.
Yes. And dramatic music
old
buttons.
Old paintings. Dramatic music buttons as well.
Yes, yeah, so that way that when the doors
well, technically that, way that button's off site.
It reminds me of King's Quest. I think it's the fourth one.
I was playing this music earlier. Does this mean I have no talent? Was it the piano all along? Everything I know about myself is a lie.
How will I get women now?
Hey, guys.
Hey, yo.
And now we're live before Christmas.
The heck?
His girlfriend.
Naked?
Yeah. Clothes did evil stuff.
The demon that corpse decayed pretty quickly.
Yeah. It's a demon. Aw, yeah. You get it? It's like a penis.
No, it's not. It's like a snake.
Oh, man. And away I go. I'm off to find Sandy Claus.
She wants to join the Sailor Moon squad.
Yeah.
You mean the Sailor Scouts?
Yeah.
I'm Sailor Apocalypse. How can he not get away from her? Look, her one hand is just the bones. Oh my god!
Her head in still good shape.
Because fuck you.
Oh, here's his ween. My ass hurts. Yeah. Oh god.
I should have put the cushions down on this chair.
I hate pins and needles. God damn it.
Hey, want some head?
Nom nom nom.
And now his hand is possessed.
And this is the point where we know, hey, this is a horror comedy now, isn't it?
Yeah. We can see him clearly holding on to the head. Like, the reason not letting go is because he's not letting go of it. Make sure to get this place boarded up quick.
Okay. Fire!
Man, you can be motivated. When you're motivated, you can do shit fast.
Fire.
Then that
there was
hand.
A fireplace.
Yeah. He wants to get rid of her with as little damage to himself as possible.
Why doesn't he pry her mouth open?
Notice how he's holding his head. Notice how he's holding her head near his crotch. That's actually a pretty cool effect. Damn it!
I love how there's the chalk outline.
Yeah. So they know where to put the chainsaw again. Dumbass headless corpse.
Ew.
With tits.
And in case you didn't notice, in a total fuck you to all lack of continuity from before, the chainsaw's gone because Ash took it. Only explanation? Two ashes.
Yeah. It's kind of like the new comic book where this is all taking place in a separate universe. And the cavern and like that wood that work shed is actually just the nexus point between all dimensions. Hey, didn't drop start it. Dude, she's a decapitated head. Don't fall for it. There we go. If you want to keep the body, don't switch back to demon mode. Okay, now it's bleeding. Now it bleeds red, I guess. In the before blood black.
Yeah, Deadites, they like to keep a good variety in their blood colors.
Yeah, you know, for parties. It's like, oh damn, I got blood all over me.
Should have worn an apron. God damn it. I always forget to do that.
Yeah. You know, every time I hack up a body, I always forget the apron.
Should have borrowed my mom's, the Kiss the Cook one.
Yeah. I prefer Kiss Me, I'm Irish.
No, not Kiss Me, I'm Irish. Kiss Me, I'm Ash. No, Kiss My Chin, I'm Ash.
Yeah. Hail to the chin. Boomstick! Don't be so rough with that chainsaw. It may save your life one day. And now all of a sudden we're in Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Don't approach, well, obviously.
Well, now at least they can afford a double-barrel shotgun.
He's moving up in the world.
Yeah. He shopped smart. He shopped S-smart.
Why is he going to touch it?
Stop it rocking.
Sorry, I just smacked my mic around.
So did he just get possessed again?
Yeah, I'll see.
Stop asking questions, especially when we're doing a commentary. We're not going to spoil it.
Yeah. We'll get to it. Hey, bro. Yeah, this is a lot more than just Ash going insane. Which I really like.
Yeah, I really enjoy his time alone in this cabin.
Yeah. Since they got that pesky girlfriend thing out of the way early. Oh god, demon hand. And now all of a sudden he's covered in green shit. Yeah.
Also, some hilarious but amazing acting on Bruce Campbell's part in this movie.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. Like, who else can, like, Devin Sawa, I think, is the only other guy who I've seen act like he had a demon-possessed hand and do it pretty well.
Is he? Oh my gosh.
Let's hope he's a lefty. Fantastic shot. I really loved that shot. That is nothing like a very effective light.
You don't need that. There's no yuppies who will drive their who will follow their GPS right off the bridge yet. They won't be around for about another 20 years.
Yeah.
Because you're a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that seems a bit odd, doesn't it? They're not gonna question why like the fucking steel rebars were bent like that.
Ew.
Yeah. This here's my sister.
This here's my sister, mama, cousin, wife. I had to take it a step further.
And daughter. Of course, Baba Joe. Wait, how did a bump? How to bump in the hip go from 45 to 100? Demon hand! Demon hand! This really makes me want to do an Idle Hands commentary. Yeah, run out of some cold water.
That'll fix everything.
Yeah, Demon possessed hands, very similar to burns. Just run some cold water over it.
They definitely didn't speed up this shot.
Yeah. And it's great that they dubbed over his "uzz." Like, if you look at him, his mouth wasn't even open.
Wow, his acting skills really improved since the last one.
Yeah, well, because now he's actually acting.
Yeah, before he has
before just like, hey, read this.
And he has, a character.
Yeah. He's not just guy number 7.
And it was pretty much a fluke that he survived longest in the first movie.
Yeah. Mainly because he wasn't injured by any of the Deadites. Because he was too much of a pussy to actually go near them. You have, an injury that pierces the skin by a Deadite, you're probably going to get possessed. I'm actually wondering why, that possession only stopped at his hand.
Oh.
I think I still feel all that.
Oh now, my fuck god, you. Really?
Yeah.
He can't just wait till morning.
No.
He couldn't just wrap it up, bind it against his body, and wait till morning?
No, he's crazy. Nope.
That's true. He's also crazy.
Yes.
Crazy people can be smart.
No, they can't. They're crazy. If your hate
people
was...
can be very smart.
If you were insane and you thought your hand
stop them from stop them from acting crazy.
Yeah, if you were insane and had your hand possessed by a demon, would you say, "Hey, I'll just wait till morning"?
Sir, I could be crazy and I could know how to reverse engineer a hydrogen particle down to its very quarks, but I could still think my hand's possessed and chop it off.
It's funny because he's an idiot.
How was I supposed to know their car would have one of them fancy trunk things?
Yeah.
Wait, how did he... He should be bleeding profusely from his arm. What the hell?
Cauterized
it. It was first aid.
Yeah. Get it!
You get it.
Get it! Cauterized it and wrapped it. There we go.
Duct tape.
How is his hand yelling? because he was a right-handed individual. Shoddy. God, I love this scene.
We've been saying that a lot.
I love these movies. Yeah. This is my favorite series of movies.
Not a lot of movies manage to stay really good throughout an entire trilogy while trying to be bad.
Yeah.
Well, the first one wasn't trying to be bad. It was just bad, but it was still good.
Take it, fucker. Oh, you son of a bitch! Try to find it by listening. Use my daredevil hearing. Woo, got it!
You little sucker. Aww.
That bullet hole looks like a duck.
That it does.
Oh my god! 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 The Kool-Aid man just comes in. Oh yeah!
See, this is what actually happens when he bursts through your wall.
And now it's black.
Yeah. And again, they did that really awesome thing of just reversing the flow, even though it, like, reversing the film, even though it looks so fake, it's so awesome. Oh, home sweet home. Get it? It's ironic.
No! That is amazing!
Yeah, see? This movie's fucking awesome! God, it's like the demonic brave little toaster. It's amazing that he can go with his crane and still have such white teeth. See, it's like a demented Disney cartoon.
You know, there's blood everywhere, and there's a man holding a shotgun, but...
Disney cartoons have had blood in them.
And shotguns, so... Yeah. How is this a demented Disney cartoon? This just looks like a Disney cartoon to me.
Well, because I doubt a Disney cartoon would have all this happening while a man was slowly going insane. He, like... So good. Just knock, knock. Hello? Everyone shuts up. And I like how he has to keep reloading the shotgun. Like, it's not like anything else where it's just like fires off as many shots as he can before he thinks the audience will realize that the XA hasn't reloaded in like forever. There's two shots reload.
Yeah, they keep consistent with the weapon they're dealing with.
Yeah.
See, they could hear him laughing maniacally inside. They're like, knock, knock.
I don't think they could. I think that was just like the evil was keeping that was the evil soundproofed the cabin.
Now, the problem with being a crazy guy in someone else's cabin with a shotgun,
yes,
is that they're going to see you as a crazy guy in their cabin with a shotgun.
Yeah.
With blood pouring out of the walls.
Oh. Now sit down, boy. Don't make me rape you. Hey, come on. Squeal like a pig.
What did he do wrong?
He shot at them?
Well, he did shoot at them. He is in... One of the person there, their parent owns the cabin...
Yeah.
And he's gone crazy inside and is covered in blood. What would you think?
So why was he there in the first place, though? I thought he rented it.
Nope. Yeah.
See? It's like, oh, no, wait, that's my own blood. I cut off my own hand with it. It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
See? Note the lack of a hand.
But I don't think they'd think that he'd like actually cut off his own hand with a chainsaw.
Well, his hand was clearly just cut off with a chainsaw.
Yeah, but Yeah, but they could be thinking like, oh, hey, my parents did that in self-defense. It's like, yo, hey, pretty boy, you know, if you like helping out. You just say blackmail, son of a bitch?
Yeah, that doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah. So you're just going to leave me in here? I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Oh, he didn't shoot at them. He actually shot one of them.
Yeah, but grazed.
They definitely didn't get chopped up by a chainsaw, though.
Yeah. And those were in the other room before. No one was saying anything. She's now a fan of One Direction.
Ah! Oh my god, no!
Yeah. And the pumpkins are, and the jack-o'-lanterns freshly carved are outside now, waiting for children. And that's why you stay away from the cellar.
Actually, I think as a general rule, in all of these movies, you stay out of the cellar.
Yeah. They just said, hey, possessed by a demon, buried her in the cellar. That's totally a grandma, not a man.
Shut up, dude. It's not a trick.
Yeah.
Ew.
Dude, you broke through a door that was thicker than that.
This is a good point.
Kick him!
Oh, dear Christ! Who grabs a person like that?
By the face, I would.
Kick it in the dick. Just punch it. Unless he's next to be possessed. Wait, why does it sound like Donald Duck?
He's the only one to think of closing the door.
Really?
Yep.
Horror comedy, remember?
She swallowed it?
Yeah.
That would be hard to swallow.
It's...
No, I think it went in her mouth and then she spat it out.
No, you heard it go, whoa. There was a very cartoony gulp sound effect.
Well, then she has a lot of practice swallowing.
Well, of course she does.
Not swallowing, I mean, she probably, Corbin. You got it wrong.
I mean, she probably has a lot of other male family members.
She's got to keep everyone happy.
Yeah. Now, could someone please get me a towel?
Well, I may have re-summoned it, but...
Yeah.
Wait, this begs the question. Did he summon the evil, or was it already there?
Hmm. Good question. Maybe, like, after it... Maybe it was stuck in the forest, but then after it killed the professor and whatever, it just kind of went back and was like, well, I'm done here. Someone get me my shotgun.
Shoot the bitch.
I'm gonna take my shotgun up your fucking ass. She could easily get out of there.
The chin says no.
Yeah. She could easily squeeze through that gap. Look at that. I can fit through there.
Well, she's putting more effort into it than Linda did.
Yeah. Yes, we all know this. You don't. Oh, God.
And that's not your douchey boyfriend.
Yeah. He seems to have grown about 3 extra rows of teeth. I've never seen a douchier demon. Wait, why are you going for her hair?
Because. Because
it smells pretty.
And he ate it. Hey man, what's up? And that's what you get.
Always trust the crazy guy with one hand. Yeah, I was getting a weapon.
Yeah. I know they bleed green. They're bleeding ecto-cooler. Yeah. Hey, bitch, why don't you shut up and help? There's a chainsaw over there. Please. Not for long, bro. The chin says no. Ah, why the fuck did I go for my hair? Wait, why are you dead? He saw him snap your neck.
It didn't snap. He just cracked it a little. He probably feels a lot less stiff now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my head kind of hurts, but my back feels fantastic.
Demons, the best chiropractors.
Yeah, they can do it one-handed in like 30 seconds. You can see the trail from here. Woods is a hungry bitch. And yeah, again, the demonic power doesn't like ticking things.
It does like maniacal laughter, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, who doesn't? Yes.
And it is powerless against eyebrows.
Yeah, and chins. That's why he was able to fire the infection that second time for the entire body instead of just his hand. Bitch, your screaming isn't helping. That was a very ominous shot of their shoes.
Shoe shot.
It's like, check it out, we have a budget now!
Kind of.
It's the evil demon we just told you about, motherfucker! Everything else it was doing was so much bombast, and then it just slowly creaks open this door. Oh no, wait, right, yeah, this is something else. No shit!
The man makes a good point.
It's like, all right, well, fine. Fuck you then. Oh, by the way, chin butt. Just boom. Out. Crimson chin, away!
It's dangerous to go alone. Take me!
Ba-na-na-na.
You obtain chick with lantern.
Yeah. In brightest day, in blackest night. The true way to defeat a Deadite is to combine the power of a Green Lantern ring with the power of another court ring. For those who get that.
Nope!
Read Blackest Night.
Okay.
So, that is the method for removing a black ring wearer?
Good for you!
Can't you just chop off their head?
Nope.
No.
They regrow their head. They regrow their heads.
Throw them into the sun?
Nope, they'll come back.
Throw them into a black hole. That rips everything apart. You get spaghettified.
They'll come back. And plus, black hole probably just sent them into the future.
So what if you contain them in a pool of acid
with come back.
Walls that are like...
Okay, let's stop talking about black lanterns and focus on the movie.
Yes. Because shit's happening. I am the Phantom of the Opera.
I am the amalgamation of the budget.
Yeah. Who dares disturb the wizard? With Bruce Campbell. Wait, so the book is missing half its pages?
Yes.
Well, that happened.
But we clearly saw you grab her hand.
Maybe he let go at some point. Oh my god! Yeah.
Or they just really, really wanted to rip off the haunting.
Yeah. It's like, I probably should have told you about that hand, shouldn't I have? Wait, why do they no longer have electricity? Dumbass biatch!
There's a hand, so now I'm going to run into the woods alone.
Yep. I sure hope I don't get rapes.
Rape is a stick.
Oh, you know it's coming.
That's what she said.
The Ancient Ones demand tits.
Fuck yeah. Because it's all about them titties. Oh my god! I've seen enough Evil Dead movies to know where this is going. Oh yeah, want some oral first, okay.
Man, I think this time it's more than one tree. They're looking to have a party with her.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Budget.
Wow, they're really going to go for forceful entry, aren't they?
Yeah. And we don't get to see it. But that was a good transition. She's dead. Give it up.
You hear those distant sounds? Yeah, that's her being raped. Sorry, bud. You didn't get to her first.
Man, there's going to be nothing left of her when those trees are done.
Yeah. Damn it, what am I going to take back to my brother, cousin, uncle, father? Pastor.
I heard the ominous music.
I felt the disturbance in the force. It's Ash! Hey!
I saw a Triforce!
Groovy.
So they can rape much more easily.
Translation. Recitation of this first passage will show off our budget.
We have to watch, though, because the rift is defended by Torchwood.
Yes.
I want to see that episode of Torchwood where, like...
The Deadites come through.
The Deadites come through from this movie.
And then Ash just flies through. He's like, they're like, sees the pterodactyl. Groovy. You probably could have handled those pages better. And, you know, fire.
This is why you always want the crazy guy with one hand who says there's people being possessed by demons to be the one holding the shotgun.
Yes.
Why don't they just, like, they're on either side of him. Come on.
Doesn't matter. He's the Cooper. He's gonna get it soon. Yeah, I just realized this movie has a Cooper, and her luggage is still outside.
So wait, his logic is: I'll blow your head off if you don't come out with me to help me find what's her face.
Yes.
Meanwhile, he moves much more slowly with them with him.
Mm.
Budget.
Fuck yes. You can't make these for $10 at Home Depot, which is pretty much how they made the first movie. Ah, Cooper. They grab the shotgun and run.
Yeah, at that point, he's let the gun down to his side. You grab, you shoot, you run.
Oh.
There you go. He gave you permission. Get out of here.
I guess they're too ethical for that. Now he realizes it's a bad idea.
Well, you pretty much be fucked now.
Oh, yeah. And Boop. She realized that door's way too flimsy to hold him. Hey, girl!
I mean, those doors couldn't even stop Ash before he was a demon.
Yeah. I do want those contact lenses, though.
As far as I know, with contact lenses like that, you can't actually see. Because they're completely opaque to get rid of the black pupil.
Demonness. I'm pretty sure there are ones like that with like black that I could that you'd be able to do with.
And what's behind door number one?
It's your death!
And a black kitty. Meow. I have a knife. Just saying.
Yeah.
I have a demon knife.
Yeah. This knife can kill Jason Voorhees. The fuck you think you're gonna do? For anyone who's seen Jason Goes to Hell Final Friday, that joke is hilarious.
I've seen nothing.
I bet you haven't. Ah! And that's what
well,
you get
for being, deserved it.
Yep, and that's what you get for being a Cooper. Arr! Doesn't even try to move him. I can see if I can close it a couple times first.
Now she's trying to move him, but only to save herself.
And doesn't realize, oh wait, his feet are still in the door. Fuck you, screens!
Boobs!
Wait, now the doors can hold him?
Well, there's a screaming girl on the other side. Everyone knows that gives +5 to resistance for doors.
I guess the demon just is as powerful as Bruce Campbell. You know, he didn't make a saving throw.
When the demon possessed him, he didn't become stronger.
Yeah.
He became weaker because he became less Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
No, that's not a smart idea.
Yeah, but they're both idiots, remember?
See, she could have just ended up making him bleed out.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. We want him dead anyways.
Yeah. It'd probably be better if she just snapped his neck right there. It's like, I'm so sorry I stabbed you. Let me make it all better. Snap.
See, she should be grabbing his hands and just pulling him that way.
Why are you dragging him over to the axe? And who's breathing directly into the microphone?
Nothing. So he's going to get grabbed by the thing in the cellar.
Of course.
Hey! Oh my goodness.
See, why hasn't she gotten out of there? That guy is bigger than her, and he can be squeezed through.
Because plot.
She's really not trying that hard to save him. He has some watery-ass blood. It's also very bright. Yeah. Blood is not that watery. And why is she covered in it? Hey, girl. Get down there. Zip.
Zip.
Is that like his go-to... Is that like his go-to strategy of just, I'll pick him up and throw him?
To the couch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl.
Totally what he's thinking. Oh, yeah, she's unconscious. The trees didn't get her. She's all mine.
Yeah, I hate getting those guys sloppy seconds. It's always so splintery down there. Wait a minute, I was once a man.
Was I? Who was that girl?
I can't give up my sexiness.
Yeah.
For this.
These eyes, no one wants these eyes.
Or this chin. It's too different. No,
everyone wants the chin. The chin is unchanged.
It is changed. It had a dimple in the center, didn't it? That one was completely rounded and slightly to the side.
Yeah, that was clearly a prosthetic chin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he was less powerful. He covered over his chin. Chin!
Dimple.
Chin! That is apparently cleaner. Bitch, well, Bruce Campbell says no, wait! Bitch, cool, I'm Bruce Campbell.
Demons cannot possess me forever.
Well, at least now she's not falling for the bullshit.
If well, I weren't, I would be murdering you right now.
Demons revert to their old form for a while. You have to trick people.
Yes, but there's no reason to trick her.
They still think I'm a woman. Right, now so that MacGyver-level ingenuity comes in.
Yes. I like how at least they show him modifying the inside so that this works.
Yeah.
Because normally you have no way of revving it.
That is way too slow for actually to work. Boosh! I got my boomstick, I got my chainsaw hand. I am cool, bitch. Yes!
Fuck yeah.
Bitch, Bruce motherfucking Campbell.
Budget!
Yes. Oh, believe me, they show us the budget a lot more.
That tree's got a total boner.
Yeah. You don't have
or
a key anymore?
It's got wood.
Boom! Actually, why don't you go first?
No flashlight?
Wait, I thought
a
bunch of those stairs were broken.
A flashlight.
He doesn't need a flashlight. He's just going to fucking gamble.
And suddenly we're playing Slender. Collect the pages.
Yeah. But this is a lot better because you have a chainsaw.
And a shotgun.
And Bruce Campbell.
That chin.
Yeah, being Bruce Campbell really helps.
Yeah.
It's the only reason I enjoy the Evil Dead video games is, like, you're playing as Bruce Campbell, so you really can't fail.
Yeah. And the Raimis are involved in those video games. I'm pretty sure Ted Raimi was one of the main characters in the second one. Evil Dead Regeneration. He was a half-deadite.
I'll be honest, the only one I've actually fully played through is Fistful of Boomstick.
Oh. Yeah. Regeneration's not bad. It's not great, but it's not terrible. Wait, how did those pages get so far down there?
There's a thing down there that moves.
Yeah, but would it really grab the pages to move them?
Yep. Slenderman showed up, posted the pages around, and then left. Because he's like, fuck this shit, I'm not dealing with Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. I think he was there, right? Like, he was actually always been in the background just waiting to attack, but he's like, oh wait, Bruce Campbell's here, I better not. Let's see what happened to that girl. Oh, thank God, it's only a demonic pipe. Oh, so good. Wow, she flayed him. Great, all the pages are covered in rat shit. Now get the fuck out of here. I hate basements. I don't have enough space for my chin.
Please tell me she was keeping guard duty.
Yeah, I'll see. Those went up pretty easily. Like, you'd expect, like, some wind resistance.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah. It's like, fuck wind resistance on Bruce Campbell. Hey, girl! Dance chainsaw stalled. Maybe wait for the guy with the chainsaw and shotgun to come upstairs before you start reading the demonic summoning pages.
Keep going! Keep going!
Well, what the fuck is she gonna do? She can't do shit.
She can keep reading.
Yeah, so that the evil demon will come and attack her, so no one will be able to protect her. She obviously can't protect herself.
You know what? The evil demon's gonna come and attack anyways. And you know what? It's not like those extra few seconds of her reading right there would save her life or anything.
Yeah. Oh, God. Rotted vagina.
That's actually just a break in the suit.
No, you can see bone. They put a lot of thought into their gross suits. Took the time to whistle. Take you one-on-one, bitch. God, old demon dead rubbery tits. The chainsaw blades wavering all over the place. Stop motion!
And chimpanzee.
Yeah. Chimpanzees, the true demons of our time.
See, that makes it a lot easier. Oh god, it's the thing from Zelda! Ah!
Just backhanding it. How can you not hit with your chainsaw, but you can easily punch it?
You could probably throw your fist a little bit quicker than you could swing your chainsaw.
Yeah, don't chop her head for anything. Just stick it through her chest. Shit's flying everywhere. There we go. Alright, she's in four pieces. Just need. Yeah. Just cut her two more times. Boom, bitch! And there we go. Minimum 6 pieces. Groovy.
Those are some hairy pits, man.
Yeah. He's Bruce Campbell.
Bitch, start reading.
Yeah. It's like, it's okay, baby. Dad is here. Heir to the king. I'm surprised Bruce Campbell didn't go for some pre-summoning evil demon nookie. You'd probably be up for it.
Well, that's what he was about to go for, but, you know, interruptions.
Damn it, trees, you're cock-blocking me!
Yeah, they're like, nope, us first, us first.
Yeah. Oh, they broke the mirror!
Breaking the mirrors only makes things worse.
She should really be reading.
That is totally a full-size cabinet, not a miniature replication. Demon tree! But you completed it?
Then start reading.
And now we see the evil!
Stop explaining, start reading, woman!
Yeah. Did you not hear Bruce Campbell? And there's the evil. It aged him a bit. Oh, dude,
once again,
really
it's not like a few seconds would have saved her life or anything.
Yeah. You really need to like kill your hand, dude. You sons of bitches, you stop me from getting any! That's all he really cares
about. Hey man, we're mad too.
He just wanted to get laid.
That's the same thing you read before.
Apparently the car is evil.
No, it just opens up a portal and anything near it gets sucked in. Budget! Can you just imagine them trying to make this thing on the non-existent budget of the original movie?
Whee! Well, it would probably look less like that and more like Cookie Monster.
Yeah. Cookie!
Except he would be obsessed with rape.
Raby.
And it's gotta suck trying to hold on with only one hand.
Yeah. They just had some guy pulling his legs.
It was probably something simple like that.
No, he would have to have like a cord because there's no way he would be able to support himself like that. His torso was above where his arms were, so
Yeah. Oh man, I hate this ride. Oh God. Yeah, and now we're in 2001, A Space Odyssey. They should have had an epilepsy warning near the beginning of this movie.
Well, they did warn you that it's too intense.
Yeah, that's the awesome thing though. They didn't say too scary. They didn't say too gory. They didn't say too gruesome. They just said too intense. If you're below the age of 17, you can't handle this movie. To Camelot. Deadite. Run away, run away. One kind of messed up looking demon bird. It's not like we have an army or anything. Oh, wait.
It's all right. All we need is the one dude with the shotgun.
Yeah. Just fuck you, demon bird. Huh. My very poor-fitting helmet is amazed by this. Look, that provides very little protection. Look, there's a huge fucking gap. You are? I killed one fucking thing.
Another sequel lead up that won't make sense in the sequel.
Yeah. Probably the one guy just like, wait a minute, he just killed one fucking thing. How do we know he isn't, we know this isn't part of some trick? Okay, fuck him, just lock him up. I'm guessing with all of these movies, like Sam Raimi and the guys who made it didn't expect them to get a sequel. It's like, fuck it, we'll just end on something interesting. It's like, oh wait, like people liked this.
Well, it was probably a lot more likely for the next one than it was for this one. They were like, yeah. Holy shit, how did we make money on this first movie? We didn't spend any money on it.
Yeah. That one's like, yeah, so we're gonna like get a bit more money to provide it, but still people won't after this, like we won't get enough to get a third movie. What? Anyway, yeah, that was Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn. It was too intense for people under the age of 17. Damn right you fucking liked it. Oh god, I love these movies so much, so much.
Anyone who doesn't like Evil Dead 2 doesn't have a soul to be swallowed.
Yeah. Well, I don't have one, but I still love it. So yeah, that was Evil Dead 2. So be sure to join us next week. We'll be watching Army of Darkness. Also, yeah, so Army of Darkness, it's Evil Dead 3, but they don't call it Evil Dead 3, they call it Army of Darkness, so shut up.
Now, that's the only movie this month to not take place in the cabin, but it's in the continuity, so.
Yeah. And they show the cabin at the beginning for a second, I think. Like, when he's being sucked into the portal.
Probably.
Yeah. We'll give, you know, give a recap of previous events. But yeah. So we got a whole bunch of other shit coming out this week. I am not sure what it is because my recording schedule for these is weird, so I don't know what week's going to be next, but fuck it, I don't care. We're going to be having a podcast. We're going to be having two podcasts coming out this week, as well as the Anything Cast live on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern at allgames.com. Please join us at allgames.com/chat. So, until Army of Darkness, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Bobiwan.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
See you guys later.